from my lot line next to my drive, and that's crunched in, on a duplex already. So the frustration is I had no say, none of the neighbors had any say in the value of what's happening to our homes. The city pushed this through, allowed it, a variance request 7 months after the project has started. So we're frustrated, and I'm very concerned about the value of my home. If I was to go to sell, it's like, okay, I didn't think I was taking a risk.
So a duplex got built? I just sold two houses, right?
The duplex was there since the 50s. Yes, thank you, Wes. And there's a carport, you know, on the south side and a carport on the west. There's now 6 feet from that carport. There's a structure there and up to that red line.
There's a house there.
There's a house built in the back.
And your house is where?
On the Yangle house there. It was built in 2017.
So you're saying they let them build on a really small lot right next to another house?
It's up right here. 6 feet, 15 feet.
Yeah, I know right where that's at.
I saw that coming up. The church sees this eyesore. There's an identical house that was built over here.
Sure.
It's 1,000 square feet with a one-car garage. And it's like,
so, David?
I didn't ask for this. None of the
neighbors didn't say that you're related to the people that
own
that, did you?
No, who owns it?
No, it sounded before
he just got some comments here that he had contacted my father about trying to do something about this, and I was just letting him know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
I don't think it affects what we're trying to do here. I just wanted him to know.
Full disclosure, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Thanks, Dave.
As far as us here today, what we can do is adjust values based on deep depreciation. You know, if somebody is somehow able to put a junkyard next to you, that your property's probably going to go down. But I don't know. Do you have anything that would show us that your value has gone down, or are you just...
Well, the whole uniformity of the neighborhood is disrupted. Those lots are 150 feet deep, all
sure.
of them. Now this one is right there, and it's like, great.
Yeah, that's tough. So we have you on at 191,690, okay? That's what your assessed value is for your property. What are you requesting a value change on your taxes?
Well, that's the unknown, is what will the value be, because this structure is there. I didn't realize I was taking a risk buying my house back in 2017. You know, you work 40 years up in Chicago and you escape that, and then you come down. It's like, well, son of a gun, I don't have any say in this, nor do my neighbors. Nobody wanted this. So I don't have a clue what the value is going to be, but it's definitely, there's reparations that are coming into play here. Who do I go to the city when I go to sell and say, hey, I'm like 20,000 short?
Well, and here's, maybe I can make a suggestion here.
Yep.
We have to have something on our board, which we're happy to try to help you with, if we have some value that has been knocked down. I hear your frustration. I would be frustrated if this happened next to me.
Yeah, I don't think this would happen next to any of the councilmen's houses either, you know. And I was there. I had 7 touches between November and December, council meetings, and guys, you know, and I finally retained an attorney, so I'm out $5,000 on a retainer already.
That was my suggestion is you probably need to talk to a real estate lawyer of some sort if you've already done that, and they'll give you what your rights are to try to help that. But as far as your property, if you have something to show us that says that your value is less than your assessed value, we can try to help you. But if we don't really have anything right now, that's our...
Well, it's still all new information. The house is under roof. The windows are in, but they're still, you know, it's all current information going on at this point.
Yeah.
So I sure don't care to see an increase.
Okay.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
What was there an increase in this case? Is that what the on this one? Is there
He's just got an index increase like everybody else. And until the other structure is completely built and has an occupancy from the city of Branson, we don't even put it on the books yet, do we, guys?
Well, that one's, yeah.
And as I said to the council meeting, I says, who wins here? The city gets another tax bill. All the other neighbors are frustrated as can be.
Sure. It is difficult. I see your frustration with this. Know that neighborhood very well. is there, the only thing that we can do here today and what we're here doing, and we have lots to do, is to adjust values on what the assessed values are. Yours is $191,690. I don't know what we can do to, I guess the 2020 value of that is 171,003.
Roll it back to the 2020 at least.
What we're saying is we need something to show. I mean, everybody, even the people sitting up here got increases this year just based on the increase. And we were trying to, we always try to help people to come in here, but
sure.
we're just trying to, without something, say, a real estate broker opinion or something along those lines that tells us that your value has decreased. I guess we just asked the question too, do you feel that your house and property are worth that if you were to go? I know you're not going to sell it.
Well, it's crossed my mind. It's like, because there's been
minimal
attention given to the neighbors, the tax-paying citizens are there, and it's, what are we, chopped livers,
Just
faceless profit centers, and somebody that worked for the maintenance department for 2 years gets a pass and an administrative permit granted. It's like, are we chopped liver? So no increase for starters. It's all new information, but.
I mean, I have no doubt that that would affect the value of your home. Because it would be a frustration. People driving in would go, "Hey, why is this house right here?"
Yeah,
and especially when you have a side driveway.
The only house with a house in the backyard.
That was the house there in 2020. Was the house there, and was the structure that was built next to you, was it there in 2020?
November of 20 is when the little backhoe came in and started digging up the grass and topsoil, and it's great.
So it wasn't there in 2020. Your value was 171. Now there's a house there that's obstructing that value at some level. I mean, and I understand it's an index raise. It's not a... 191,690. I would move that we reduce it to the 2020 value of 171,003.
Based on what?
And I'm wondering if we should table it and wait for Greg.
You can do that.
Wouldn't he need to come back in next year's BOE with pictures of the house and
we're the BOE up here, and we can make a determination.
Yeah,
he showed us some pictures and explained the situation. It does affect value when you have something, and I've been by there and saw that, and frankly I've heard some neighbors, and I know nothing of this particular situation.
Sure.
But it is
big frustration.
I would move, and I'm going to do this also for you. I don't want you to feel I have any personal.
Motion to
vote.
No second.
Hold on, Donna.
I would have to abstain from your motion, I think. So I'm going to, let's say motion fails on that one.
And
so, but I want to give him the opportunity. We can table this to another upcoming date here, and when we have Mr. Baker, and you might, in the meantime, get a broker price opinion, something along those lines, to give us something.
If you got a realtor stating what I just said, that would give us some type of substantiation on that.
Gives us some substantiation.
So, and I think you could get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are free.
Usually,
they may tell you got a hell of a bargain, and it should be that's great. I don't know what they'll tell you, but you can at least get something. But
and maybe,
you
can,
but I would move to table this until Friday. Is Greg Baker?
Are you going to have time to get it by Friday?
We can do
back to Chicago tomorrow for 2 weeks.
We can do it by teleconference.
Yeah. if you can just have it faxed in to me.
We could teleconference it.
I was going to leave after this meeting, but I've postponed my departure till tomorrow, and I'll be in Chicago.
Well, we'll still make a decision. I'm trying to get you a decision.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. You know, in November, December, seven times at the city, legal counsel.
This won't cost you anything.
I didn't ask for any of this. You know, I didn't
right.
ask for the
no,
last
it, it is very frustrating.
Those damn lawyers.
And I'm out $5,000 on a retainer, you know, and it's like.
Well, hopefully, I don't know who you got, but hopefully they can help you.
Well, if you can do that, if you can, I mean, help us help you, I think you could get that, I think you could get that done. We're down a gentleman today,
sure.
So I can't, we can't, we don't have a quorum if we have one abstention,
yeah,
is
no,
kind of how it is.
I appreciate your consideration.
Yeah.
It's just, more legwork that I never asked for the last 7 months.
I know.
Well, we're just required by the statutes to have a, we just gotta have a basis unless, if you understand. I mean, we need something from you to get that other than
okay.
We think it's gone down. Understand? I would make a motion to table, or do you want
or we don't have to have a motion to table is what Donna said. So we can just table it. We're tabling it to a further time.
Okay,
okay. Hey, thanks for coming in and listening to us, hanging out with us. So
leave a number if you need us to call you as opposed to having to come back in person.
I have one right here, 708-259-1905.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay.
I'll try to get something. And
you have our email. I can give you it.
Okay.
Just timing-wise, frustrating that I'm leaving and... Oh, do this other thing before you leave.
Understand.
It's the best future to you know on your website.
You'll get a pretty good idea from somebody. I think you can get a good idea whether it has or hasn't. But they may tell you, of course, that it's worth well over. I don't know. But just talk to them.
Or if you something that says that this would affect value. Because it does affect, there's no doubt that affects the value of the home. It mitigates some buyers.
Extra runoff water into my garage, 14 to 16 inches. The residue is still there in my garage. You know what I'm saying?
Did you report that to planning and zoning? Did you have the runoff?
I'm just trying
one of those. Sure. One of those.
Okay.
I
understand. I understand. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
When you send that information, refer to BOE number
20-115.
Make a motion to
call them again. All right. So we've got two of them left.
White
Mountain Apartments.
Is White River Mountains? Where are we at on that?
Where's 217 and 218?
I've got over 500
of them. It's got a teleconference. He's in Kansas City.
Is that, maybe we can ask Susan, that might be a low income housing.
And you can wait here too. Bruce.
I don't know what we can ask.
Right, and what we've done in these past because of me.
Low income housing. Remember the low income housing tax credits?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I address the motion made earlier about having me present this to the commissioner or the assessor for telling me whether she has physically gone out to it?
Yes. What do you recommend?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. That's your motion. So you're out of it. When I'm done, I'm going to walk over to her office. I'm going to ask her which of these properties she visited. If she tells me all of them, I'm going to ignore your motion. Because when you give me a motion like that, that's the only way I can operate. And it's not like I'm trying to be mean. It's just you make it physically impossible for me.
That is a difficult one. No, and we just asked Wesley, what can we do to make this a little bit easier on him?
Well,
I know
have a look at this before you make your decision.
Okay.
That's all of them. And then I'll try and help you through the motion so that we can physically do it.
Okay.
Well, and, I mean, the problem, I'm just trying to comply with the statute. I mean, it says
no problem with that.
So, I mean, if if there was a physical inspection done,